You're always disappointed, and you know, when you come out on the wrong side of the ledger. But you know, I think you know it was pretty clear. Both sides batted pretty well. You know, and look, it was a good challenge for bowlers. You know, I think you know when we came off the ground, our batters came off the ground. I said we needed to, you know, keep the stumps in play as much as possible, bowl nice and straight, and look to hit that pitch really hard. But, you know, did we do that? You know, particularly early on, we probably didn't quite get our skills right there. You know, not through lack of effort or anything like that. Sometimes it doesn't quite go your way. But, you know, the lads will learn from this. There's no doubt about that. They'll dust themselves off and come again, come in our next challenge, which is coming up on Friday. So, you know, we'll look forward to that. But, you know, what we did see was some pretty special batting, you know, from our point of view. You know, Daniel, I thought batted beautifully up top. Sam Northeast supported him well, and then Alex Blake, well, what a knock! So, you know, that was pretty special.
Yeah, have you seen many like that? That sort of calibre of innings. So
that was pretty impressive. Simple as that. I mean, he played. You know, traditional cricket shots. He stuck to the V essentially. You know, he went over cover, down the ground, and over wide mid on. I mean, it was pretty simple. And then, you know, when there was some width on offer, he accessed the point region, and I thought he did it wonderfully well. And then rotated the strike, you know, to keep that scoreboard ticking over when he didn't get the balls in his zone. So look, I think it was a fine knock, very measured knock, and a very calm knock. And well. It's funny saying calm when someone's got 100 or 50 rocks, but it was a really, really good innings.
Yeah, and I guess looking forward to that Sussex game and ahead to Middlesex, not much that you need to put right with the batting, but from a bowling point of view, where do you go from here?
I think we just have to make sure that... I think the big lesson that we can get out of this game is that we need to adapt quicker to situations. And talked about that first, you know, 10, 15 overs. Maybe we didn't quite adapt quick enough to the, you know, to the conditions. Probably fraction wide, you know, and that... You know, the feedback we've seen from the footage is that they scored a lot of runs off the front foot, you know, fuller deliveries and a bit of width as well. So that's something we can learn from and adjust our lines, adjust our lengths. So come our next day. So it'll be probably Thursday's training. You know, lads will just fine tune their skills and just remind themselves of the good things they do, because you know we did do a lot of good things in this game, and unfortunately we just haven't come out on top.
Yeah, and from a bowling lineup point of view, how do you think you'll be looking for Friday with Wayne Parnell going off in this one and then Matt Coles?
Yeah, well, you know, Parnie will be, you know, seeing the physio and the doctor, and you know, so there's nothing to report at this stage. He just wasn't feeling the best, so I think the decision was made to keep him off the ground, which I think is the right thing to do. But it did leave us a bowler down. You know, I thought Joe Denley did a decent job. You know, he's not a regular bowler. He stepped up and helped the team out there. So yeah, but come Friday, look, I'm sure the captain and the coach will get together and make some decisions on you know what the most effective lineup will be when we play that game.
Yeah, hopefully Cole's back from his illness. Is that it?
Yeah, like he had a little bit of a bug and a bit of a chesty cough. So you know, hopefully he's been feeling better. So hopefully he'll be better and be available for selection on Friday.
Yeah, and it's a local derby. It's one that means a lot to the supporters, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. So very much looking forward to that game. And you know, someone like myself to be able to experience a local derby like that. I've been fortunate enough to experience a few up north, but to be able to experience a derby down here, I think, yeah, pretty cool.